is there's very few phone apps for Jabber. Jabber on the phone is like a fucking nightmare. But our geniuses in the IT department, whoever it was that figured it out, came up with a way to do a Discord relay so you can get DirectorBot pings on your phone through like a Discord PM. So if somebody can link the Discord relay DirectorBot thing in Elysium, please. That'll help people get things. So that basically, like, if a supercap fight starts or something, you will start seeing a bunch of screaming all cap pings. And that way you can check it on your phone. You don't have to worry about, like, getting Jabber on your phone or whatever. There we go. Thank you, Arps. Okay. So it's kind of weird to be given a fireside that's going to be sort of like bullet pointy. Like traditionally when we're at peace, we have firesides where we're like, check this, check that, you know, news update here, news update there. And they can be kind of scattershot. In wartime, normally it's like, hey, we have a new doctor in here. We're doing that. And like you would expect a lot of like fucking herf blurf. But the bad guys suck so much that it's kind of hard for me to really know where to start. I did not expect ProGod Legend to bitch out when he had like 400 plus dreadnoughts this morning, especially after he bitched out last night. I think it's great, but I think it's, I mean, we're in a situation now, like if you're a ret vet, if you've come back to the game after years and you remember when we didn't have many Titans, you remember when we had to be super cautious with our super carriers and our Titans earlier and from the era of like motherships. I think super carriers is dumb. I prefer them being called motherships, but whatever, I'm old. We had to be really cautious with them. And like yesterday, we were outnumbered by ProGod Legend's own words, like he said, and I think it's kind of like a kill a bee, like dock your faction Titans moment, where in that recording we pinged around last night, if somebody could link that in Elysium for like the three people that missed it, where ProGod says, we have 300, 400 more subcaps than them. We have one more Titan fleet than them. We have one more capital fleet than them, and we're still going to stand down. And here's a bunch of excuses and reasons. That was kind of like his dock up your faction Titans moment. I don't know if it's going to be as concise enough to end up in a Mind One remix like the Kill a Flea song, but it wasn't what I expected. We came to fuck last night, and they bitched out. We had all of our heavy hardware ready to go, and this morning, just what about 5 or 6 hours ago? We dropped our Titans on some nerds. They had a bunch of dreadnoughts. They could have dropped them on us from NPC Delve. And they bitched out. So what do we take from this? They are going to have to shove their shit in. You can also hear so they're going to have to shove their shit in. I don't know if you guys can hear the dog barking in the background, but apparently that's very exciting. Either they're going to have to overcompensate for the fact that they have failed to demonstrate aggression, even though they are theoretically in a military superior position. my girlfriend has a Australian Shepherd, and something must have moved outside in some way, and now it is time to bark, bark, bark. Hold on a second, guys. I got to go check on the puppers. Hang on.
The return of DBRB's dog.
You know, it's tragic. I think Dago was trying to defend me from the fact that somebody might have been walking around outside. Anywho, where was I? Bad's gonna bad. So if this was an era where we were really hard up for Titans, and we haven't like flashed our full Titan numbers or anything, but if you haven't moved your fucking capitals to DTAC W, please make sure that you do that. There have been safe Sino fleets up for that. Even I have moved my shit into DTAC W. So as a slacker cap myself, but we haven't shown exactly what we have. That's OPSEC, obviously, because we don't want the bad guys to know what we have, but they're scared for some reason. But I tell you, if they put something that we can like drop 300 dreads on and like in a not completely suicidal sort of way, we're going to do it. And one of the reasons is that I know that, and we proved this a couple weeks ago in G-Magic, where we got so bored of their failure to invade us that we jumped a regional gate into their space with all of our shit and brawled fantastic and like Big Dick Bollard lost a vehement, who gives a shit? Like, we lost that fight by like, we tried to take a swing at their Titans. We lost that fight by like 150 billion ISK. I think we killed like 100 billion ISK. 30 or 40 billion ISK of our losses was a vehement because we don't dock our faction toys. We just swing our shit around. And what we saw after that was we had a huge surge in numbers because you guys are realizing that no, really, we're going to fucking fight this thing out. This thing ends in violence, right? This does not end in diplomacy. It does not end in us like using Quernstown to get out because the bad guys have infinite ISK. It's not the casino war. There's no like weird SMA threesome casino bullshit here. They don't have infinite ISK. We can, primary by poverty. And I want to talk about primarying by poverty a little bit here. After Piggles stood down in shame last night, I was browsing the screaming and the crying amongst our foes and the excuse making that they were doing on Reddit. And Herculets, who was the leader of AAA after Evil Thug. If you're old school, you remember the Evil Thug days. Herculets took over AAA after Evil Thug. He's a friend of ours, worked together with us very closely during the Halloween War leading up to BR5. And he leads Ferrovictrix, which is our group of hardcore Stainrus allies who are constantly preying on a test. Herculets had an interesting post as to his explanation as why he thought that Piggles stood down like a little bitch, even though they had so many more forces. There are 150,000 fucking bad guys. In the casino war, I think it was only like 65,000 bad guys. So way more bad guys than there ever were before. Standing down. Why? Well, they've got 103 alliances. Even in a scenario where we lose a Titan fight, where we lose a capital fight, we get to primary by poverty. We get to pick these motherfuckers and delete them. Because the way that these battles go, they're bloody enough, unless we fuck up completely, that we can basically say, okay, yeah, they have like 300 more dudes or 300 more capitals or whatever than us, whatever it ends up being. But we can just like pick, test, or brave, or somebody, their number comes up, and we wipe them off the fucking field. And then it takes them a lot longer to get their shit back because they are not a centralized space empire like we are. Like, they don't have like a coalition level production or any of the shit, any of the advantages that we have. So I think one of the reasons why these guys are scared is that they have huge amounts of numbers, but we can basically, they're playing Russian roulette, essentially. We get to pick who we are going to delete off the face of the earth. And one of the things I'm excited about in terms of doing that to test in particular is we win a couple of these fights or we lose a couple of these fights and we primary by poverty. If PanFam is not nearly as engaged as they could be, test, if we delete their shit, they live right next door to us. What the fuck are they going to do? And they know it. And that's why I think we're seeing Piggles and Villy be such pathetic little bitches in front of everybody after all of the promises of how great they are. Anywho, the other thing is, after the signing of the Horn of Gundor, we got fucking trillions of ISK. We will use our dreadnoughts aggressively where we have the possibility of getting kills. Whenever they put something down that we'll be able to take a shot at, we're going to do it. And then I know if we shove, even if it works out badly, you motherfuckers will go, wow, we're doing this, and that we'll end up with 500 more dreadnoughts. If we lose 200, we'll end up with like 500 plus like 3 or 4 days later, because goons will be like, oh my god, I went in on this action. So yeah, it's pretty cool. Let me take a look here at the notes. Oh, I didn't finish the Herculets story. I think I did. The Herculets story was basically Herculets' post. Thank you, Merkelchen. Merkelchen is pointing out I'm getting too tangenty here. Basically saying the reason why Piggles bitched out is that he realizes that even if he commits all of Pappy's forces, we would probably wipe Test off the map, even if we lost in terms of whatever they put down on the field. And then, you know, Piggles and Test are screwed, and that's exactly what we do. Maybe it wouldn't be Test. We don't want to promise to the bad guys that we're going to do Test over anybody else, but we will look at the facts and circumstances on the ground, and we are always going to pick whatever will be as painful as possible for the bads. So we're going to pick, we're definitely going to go alliance by alliance and just delete what we feel like. And it was pretty cool that Herculets pointed that out. I like that. Question, don't they have money from TTT? Is the money they're keeping from all the legacy enough SRP to lose their caps in Super Cap fight? Well, since Vili is getting so much value from the TTT and Legacy is getting so much value, which is Vili's excuse for why he doesn't actually pay anybody anything from the TTT like we do. Yeah. Another thing to keep in mind here is that, as we've found in the past, when these guys, in a situation like that, people like Vili, they are probably embezzling or spending their money on, like, I have a faction titan named Vili named his faction titan the Champion's Jewel. Like, it's the most wanky fucking thing I've seen. I don't even know. The Champion's Jewel. The Champion's Jewel. Vili's a champion. He has a faction titan. Oh my god. Are you impressed? I'm impressed. I feel like less of a man because he has the Champion's Jewel. All right, what else we got? So I want to talk about some brass tacks things. The bad guys have a dread bomb in the NPC Delph. We know that. I believe it's in 1DH. I forget the exact system, but we saw them get ready to use their dreads today from NPC Delph. That is cool and good. We want to see these guys use their dreads. We want to bait things out. But they pussied out again. That's fine. If we troll them enough about it, maybe they will actually commit stuff. We'll see. But if you are a bored goon that wants to help, having dictors lying around in NPC Delve is going to be very important. You can really fuck with their dread bomb attempts if you just have that, or if you are like one of those super ninjas, like if you are on the good side of the Blood Raiders and you like to roll around with the Diamond Rats. There's a lot of opportunities there. So spare dictors in NPC Delve if you are a big dick baller and want to help interfere with their dread bombs in the future. All right, let's see what else we got. We do not do Dictor training fleets anymore, but that's a great segue, X-Up. So tomorrow at, did we decide? I think it was 1930 Eve. Tomorrow at 1930 Eve, we're going to do capital training. We had been thinking about doing capital training on CC today, but there are a couple timers coming up that the Bads might try something for. I know that they are very, very tired because they spent the last several hours moving through Regional Gate one ship at a time while we had Dread staring at them because, again, they have 150,000 pilots. And it's fucking pathetic. Anyway, the point is, we have some timers coming up in the next few hours. I don't know if the bad guys are going to form for them. I do want you guys to be on deck and ready to rock if they decide that they're going to find their balls. So we'll do cap training tomorrow at 1930 Eve. That's going to be on the test server. Asher and friends gave a little what the fuck, how to use your capital ship Q&A after the op last night. Went over very well. CCB has changed carriers and Titans so much over the years that if you're a Red Fed, we understand that it doesn't necessarily make sense and how to make fighter go is kind of a problem. So tomorrow 1930, we're going to get together on the test server and do some stuff. That we might have to move it forward or move it backward, depending on what the bad guys do. Like if suddenly they find their balls and are like, oh, they're going to be on CC. Now we're going to do things. We will obviously move the capital training as needed to fuck the bads. Ivanova, fucking welcome back, dude. I'm glad you finally got your email unfucked. Anywho, let's see what else we got. So this is going to be a big pain in the ass, guys. I have bad news about CCP. CCP did something or other with their... This is very complicated technical shit that I do not understand at all. But CCP did something or other with their SSO and Geiss, which is our character registration system, got all fucked up. So I'm going to drop a link here. So check to see Geiss or ESI, whatever it is, to make sure that your characters are actually registered. Basically, CCP tweaked something and like all of my shit suddenly got unregistered because of it. So I've had to and I still need to do this later today after the fireside to go through and press all the buttons to get my characters re-registered. We don't believe that this is going to be a problem going forward. Like we have updated our software, blah, 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 but please do fix this. Otherwise, you're going to get weird pings from DirectorBot. You will see people getting errors repeatedly. I got that same internal service error that you're talking about, the insane one, and I just refreshed my shit and tried it again, and it worked. It's a pain in the ass. This is an issue not on our end. This is an issue of trying to communicate with CCP servers. Same shit, different decade. Okay, another point that was made is a whole bunch of people here are going to be asking questions because they're returning veterans. Don't punch downward or be stupid when somebody asks you a, quote, stupid question, because it's not a fucking stupid question. If somebody was playing this game 10 years ago, long before you started, and they ask you how something or other works, don't be a dick. Because believe me, the people who are coming back from 10 years ago are much bigger dicks than you can be. Like, you do not want to try to get into a fucking slap fight with Furdock, right? So if people ask questions, like, don't be a douchebag or you'll get your face ripped off. Like, seriously, like, old school goons will murder zone you. You will be corncobbed. You will get owned. You will know what it is to be owned. Nickwitty bow. All right, what else we got? One other thing involving red vets. So some of us, we're so well off now in the modern era that a lot of red vets might not realize how cheap for Delve Titans and Supers are. We've seen some questions of people saying like they're back and they want to get a Super, they want to get a Titan. So just so people know, if you're like one of the producers, or if you have so many extra Supers that you can't fly them all on your various alts, if you have extras, please do throw them up in S-Mart. Or whatever system is normally done in the official way to sell Supers. I don't know what it is. Don't do anything new, special, or different. Do what you're supposed to do, but get that inventory out such that our guys can do their thing. If you are returning and you're like, hey, I want to get a Super Capital, a fit Super Carrier goes for about between 15 and 17 billion ISK in the year of our Lord 2020. And due to the Delve time unit and the fact that we are, you know, better at this at the Space Empire game than everybody else, Titan hulls and Delve will go in like the mid 40s. You can get like rigged Titan hulls for like 50, and then you're gonna have to fit them up yourself. But like, compared to what Titans and Super Carriers used to cost, we built like this massive factory world down here, and we're just like shitting these things out for dirt cheap. So also, if you're returning vets, one of the biggest changes that we've had in terms of the galactic balance of power is the fact that CCB introduced skill injectors and skill extractors. So back in the day, if you remember, Bob guys who had been playing forever with their E-Honor and whatever would like grow a Titan pilot, and you would have to like grow a Titan pilot. It would take forever. And nowadays, you can just inject your shit directly. So between the fact that you can dock in Citadels and, well, in Keepstars with Super Carriers and Titans and trade them, you can fit them faster and easier, and you can inject the fucking skills for them. So that's why goons have zillions of fucking Titans, and PL has withered away to being like Horde's tailbone, because the whole unique selling point of join Pandemic Legion, we're an elite group and we're the only people who have Titans, because blah blah blah, elite PvP doesn't really work when you can take a like weak old newbie, get them to Delve, they inject their way into a Rorik wall, they use Rorik walls to like get tons of ISK, and then turn around and inject themselves into a Titan, which is basically what we've been doing for the last couple of years, and it's hilarious, and they hate it. All right. GSFE is recruiting. That is super cool. Do check that out if you want to run around in a Boucher. We use Bifrosts and Magises to hack all the things. I think I've gone through and hit all of... Kathy, are the how to use the fleet threads ready to go? So we have been working on helping like get people spun back up and like learn how to do the things. So we've decided we had threads like this for fleet commanders and skirmish commanders to like learn how to like fleet command like a Jackdaw fleet. And one of the things that we're going to be rolling out today, and improving it over the course of today, and just going forward, is essentially each of our main doctrines is going to have a like, okay, you are a line member in this fleet. You've just come back to the game. You have no idea what the fuck you're doing. And you know, this is what your expectations are, what you should look forward to of like, how does a Jackdaw fleet work? How does a Baltic fleet work? So, hopefully that'll get people back up to speed faster. There you go. That's not even, wow, that's not even mini love. I was about to say, like, I assumed when people were talking about a fucking Jump Freighter kill that it was going to be like a mini love gang. Alita Stops did nothing wrong. Oh, that's another thing if you're a red vet. Alita Stops is back in. That was Darius Johnson's dumbass bullshit that created that schism just before I took over leadership of this alliance, and we are delighted to have Alita Stops back. They did nothing wrong. And it's really kind of cool to see the work that they've been doing integrated right back in with Black Ops, and high fives all around. Goonkind is healing. Kathy says that the Jackdaw Fleet how-to post will be out in about 10 minutes, and we will ping that shit out when it's gone, or when it's out. Yes, INN is recruiting. If you would like to herf some blurfs on the multi-dollar media empire, we have pretty much the only functional news website of what happens in EVE Online anymore. Okay, actually, perfect timing. I'm going to send a ping here, and if you need to move your caps and you haven't gotten them into DTECW yet, check this shit out. This is going to be a super fucking lazy ping. I hope you guys are ready for this high-quality herf. Maximum effort. All right, let me take some questions because I think I've hit all of our narrative points. Never gotten into Gundams, afraid to disappoint you. Turno Alpha. Can we get a teaser for the meta show? I don't know. You know, it's a weird day today. It's going to be a redshirt meta show. I'm not going to be in like a vicious herf blurfs, probably because I'm just kind of like leaning back, being kind of smug today. Like, the situation is really fantastic all the way around. I mean, we're surrounded by enemies. They outnumber us horrifically, you know. But strategically, I think the situation is excellent. Is the fighter change due to spreading damage type out? Did I miss a change again? I can't answer that question. I'm not qualified to it. I barely know how to use a carrier myself. Questions about Mr. V. Mr. V is like happily growing tomatoes. Like, he has been around on Jabber, and like, I don't like to arm twist people to come back, right? I figure if we're doing a good enough job and showing that like we have built like a legit empire that is fun for goons and friends to do our thing in space, that people will naturally come back. I think that one of the worst things that you can do with a fleet commander is like arm twist them and say like, I need you to come back, because then it's like a guilt and obligation thing. Like, so people do ask about Mr. V. V has been around and is like doing whatever he wants, but I don't want to like twist his arm, because we're doing just fine. Like, he'll come back when he wants to come back, and it's cool. Like, I would love to have him playing with us, and that's great, but I'm not going to fucking, like, the dude is hanging out growing fucking tomatoes with his girlfriend and having a grand old time. Like, you don't want to mess with that. Like, if it gets to a point where we are really in dire shape, I will, in case of emergency, break glass. But I don't think we're at a point where we need to, like, if he wants to come back, that's great. But I don't like guilting or shaming your friends. Let's put it like that. I don't want to guilt or shame my friend when there's no need for that. Anywho, let me see some other questions here. Well, let's talk about the Locusts. We mentioned Rourke Walls earlier. So for people who are returning veterans, the soft system is just the dumbest it's ever been and makes no fucking sense. We had to try to explain on the essay thread that, like, the enemy can take the 49 I-Hub, and we're like, okay, cool, fight us on our Keepstar, because the Citadels are really, like, the area that everybody fights on. And the interactions between the soft system and the Citadel system are, well, it's a big pain in the ass, and I'm not going to give a lecture about that right now. But what I want people to expect is we are swinging our vulnerabilities around into the dead zone, to 0-0-0 Eve for our Citadels and 1 o'clock Eve for our Soph. Our Euros have been fighting like lions for like the last couple of months since this war started. There's still going to be a lot of action in the Euro time zone, because Euro time zone is going to have to defend against initial Citadel refs and high ADM things, and there might be some offensive opportunities. I don't want to make any promises or talk about any future plans. If you had future plans on your bingo, go nuts. But Yeah, I'm surprised that the enemy let us get to this point. If I knew that that we were going to be changing our vulnerabilities, I would have pushed much harder, but they spent the last like month setting up a very long Keepstar chain because they were wimps and afraid of jumping through the 49 gate. So whatever, sucks to be them. They can fight uphill in the rain in and around U.S. time zone for a bit, and we'll see how that goes. In a long war like this, we will be swinging the vulnerabilities around depending upon things because, you know, after a certain point, I feel bad as the alliance leader, like making Alice have to, you know, after somewhere like months and months and months and months of people like doing hard work in these time zones, you just got to dial things around such that people don't burn out and frag. But also we found that the enemy's FC layer at this particular time zone, it's not quite US time zone. It's the dead zone. So it's going to be like late Euro, early US. But you'll also see some Euro prime fights. At around like 2100 and some US prime fights in the like 300 EVE block. But, you know, our talent, our FC bench is just so much better than these guys at that hour. You get all of our best Euro FCs and all of our best USDZ FCs, and it's Pro God Legend, Villy, and a bunch of fucking nobodies. And, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why they keep pussying out is that they just know that they're worse. And, you know, we've been dunking them all week in U.S. time zone, and I think that's one of the big reasons why they got scurred, even though they vastly outnumbered us. So we will keep punting downward as hard as we can over the next few days. Because, again, this is kind of like in the old school, like when you're dealing with a scenario where the bad guys, like when we were fighting Raiden back in the day, and Raiden had their fucking tracking titans. This is like 2011. And I was like, fuck, how do you deal with all these guys having tracking titans? Well, it's like, well, you demoralize them to the point that they don't log on, and then no man, no problem, right? It's kind of the same deal here. Like the fleet commanders that we're dealing with in their U.S. time zone are people like Blazing Bunny from NC, that guy who fed like an Eagle fleet to us, to our Feroxes a couple days ago that sort of started the shit show yesterday, is some dude named like Zero Muskie, and it's just a bunch of people that we barely recognize because they're fucking nobodies and they're bad. So, those are the heroes who will be leading the Pappy attack on Delve in the Midnight Eve vulnerability window, and I wish them the best of luck in their future endeavors. All right, let me see if I got some questions here. How's GS Recon going these days? Well, we call it Recon, not GS Recon as much, but Recon could always use Sinos. If you're interested in helping out with that, do please join Allied Scouts. You can also just join the Scouts channel, I believe. I don't think that requires auth. I think anybody can be a Scout. And we are always looking for people to have Sinos that can be trusted, right? Like, we don't just let any Tom, Dick, and Harry get into Recon, right? Because it's like, hey, open a Sino for our entire Super Capital fleet. What could possibly go wrong? No Ordo Gars allowed. But that's where we are. Am I going to diss the Horde mumble rapper? I think he dissed himself pretty well. Like, I think that the diss tracks kind of missed. I think that they're hilarious, and I hope they do more, though, because it's just hysterical. Every single one of these things, every time that there is, like, a pubby diss track, don't worry, we will broadcast it so nobody misses out on the fun. If I have to suffer through listening through one of these things, everybody else gets to suffer. All right. Question, are you compensating for daylight savings time going away? No comment. I can neither confirm or deny that. Good question, though. Anybody know if Scavuck is still alive? Haven't heard from Scavuck in a few years. He'd be more than welcome to come back if he's interested. One of the things that has been kind of funny is, like, a lot of times people will go away and their memories will change and they'll be like, am I really, like, welcome back? And like, yeah, like, dude, it's fucking final battle for, like, it's the end times, right? It's a win or die glorious battle in Hellworld 2020, so. All right. One thing that we are doing doctrine-wise, we had some confusion last night. We asked for super trains, which are our rock doctrine. We hadn't used it in a couple weeks because the last time we used super trains was when the enemies had the balls to put their ships on one of our keepstars. That was in Fountain, And we stung them so badly that they moved all their supers over to Fountain to clean up the Keep Stars. We hadn't used super trains in a while. So we are trying to get those things stocked in 1DQ1, get them up on contracts, etc. Rocks are back in. Time is a flat circle. I don't think it apparently it hadn't been posted as like an official formal doctrine, but it has now. It's not just something we were using for cash fighting. I was really pumped to see them used last night on Fortizar defense. If the guys take a swing at our Fortizars, you should expect to have a super train op going out. We do have some timers coming out. I don't know if the bad guys are going to do anything. We are ready for them. If so, but just, you know, keep eyes on. We'll see what happens. Hundreds of super trains on contracts in 1DQ1. Excellent. Perfect. What are my thoughts on the handful of cap kills we get with slip repeats and wind runners? Slip repeats and wind runners are fucking awesome. I think we call them sneaky peats, but those are really cool things. So we have a group called Spec Ops now. It's not like Suis Spec Ops. It's like actually useful and gets things done for real. It's not just a personality cult around like feeding Suis's ego. And so if you're seeing those fights around, you need to be in Spec Ops, or there's this other organization that we don't talk about that also gets Spec Ops pings. Is there evidence of sup, Isomark? Is there any evidence of members on the other side looking for an opportunity / excuse to leave their campaign? Yeah, I mean, what we've seen here, guys, like Test isn't going to leave this war. PanFam isn't going to leave this war. The value I think we're going to get in terms of degrading the hostile numbers is something that we have seen effectively throughout the last several months. It's just like in the Great War. It's the dudes who are like the guy who's in the third fleet in like a Victus dot or whatever it is. Like, you know, that guy's not committed to Vili. That guy's not committed to Pro God Legend. He doesn't give a shit about that. He was just promised a good time and he turned up and it actually turned into a miserable slog getting dunked on by screaming, cackling goons, right? So where the value we're going to get in degrading their participation is around these edges there. So, you know, the more that we are turning up and doing our thing, we are seeing these guys start to melt away. Siege Green left Pappy. I think AOM like went home. Army of Mangoes like went home to Crab. We saw NSH left. Like already we have seen some degree of cracks forming. And part of the reason why that is the case for people who haven't heard this before is they never really had a fully effective coalition before. They had a plan to have a plan to invade us after the snip. They hadn't figured out their strategy between PanFam and Legacy. And when we announced that we had found out about their plan and announced that we were immediately withdrawing from Cloud Ring, this is back in July, guys. If you're just tuning in or you answered to the horn, this is the background to how all this shit started. Pickles couldn't keep his mouth shut. Our spies picked it up. We figured out that they had a plan to invade us. We were comically overextended up in Cloud Ring because we were having a fun Goonfleet Expeditionary Force. That's a thing again that Jeff, Goonfleet Expeditionary Force deployment. We were just fucking around in Cloud Ring. And we pulled out because we're like, oh, the entire galaxy is going to attack us. So we're not going to fight in Cloud Ring. We're going to go back to Delve and dig in and get ready. So that forced the enemy to then commit to this attack before they had really synced up between the brain geniuses, Pilly and Viggles. Okay. Pilly and Viggles. I'm not even high, guys. I'm not even fucking high. I just... Anyway, so obviously those nerds, they hadn't even come up with a real invasion plan. So when we pulled back and started digging in and saying, all right, they're all going to attack us, then they had to attack us. And so there were already some cracks in their coalition. The communication between PanFam and Legacy has never been great because nobody trusts or respects Vili or Piggles for obvious fucking reason. Yeah, there you go. So cracks are definitely forming, but I wouldn't, again, don't expect that one day Horde is going to go home. Don't expect that Test is one day going to go home. The way that we win these things, just like we did in the Great War, is it's like five guys from Evictus stay home, five guys from Brave stay home, and little by little, we reach parity in numbers, and then we sweep. All righty. I think that's about it, guys. We have some work to do. And again, it's a weird fireside because I don't really have much to hurt about. It's just a bunch of little things. Like, we're doing great. I'm really happy with this. We've got tons of ISK. We have tons of morale. Like, everybody is having a lot of fun here because we've just got these idiots feeding themselves to us on our doorsteps. It's about showing up and killing bads. And the first opportunity we have to unload on these motherfuckers, if they actually put any serious assets at risk, we will take it. We're not going to suicide our shit stupidly, but I am happy to trade 200 dreads for getting some kills or trying to get some kills, because I know that you glorious motherfuckers will turn back up with 500 more dreads in a couple days later, because you know that you'll get to see some action. Had I heard anything from Silent? Yeah, like, he lives 10 minutes from me and runs the D&D game that I play in, and he just had a kid, or rather, he and his wife had a son like 6 or 7 months ago, so they're in like new babby parent land. All right, boys and girls, thank you for coming. Keep on keeping on. Let's fucking continue to win this thing. Let's do it. I will see you in fleets and eyes on for the next couple hours. Move your shit to DTAC W if you haven't yet, for God's sakes. That is for the capital ships and super capital ships. Get to fucking DTAC W, nerds, if you haven't yet. All our caps, all of our super caps, one place, so we can drop our dicks on these people's faces.